You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Amy Morgan and John Denny. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Hello and welcome to Screen View episode 6. I am Peter Van. With me is Amy Morgan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Not bad. John decided to not go on the show this week, so
aww,
it's just us.
He ditched us.
Exactly. We're not cool enough for him.
or the other way around. I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Yeah. We're the cool ones. So let's see here. So this week is, today is November the 3rd, which means we are solidly 1 week into Sweeps Week.
And, nice. What is Sweeps Week?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know Sweeps Week, it actually happens about 3 or 4 times a year. And what they do is, it's pretty much, if you've noticed in the past couple weeks, since last week and maybe this week, the TV shows the episodes have been really good, better mm-hmm. than usual.
Yeah.
It means that the networks are using it to spend pretty much, say, okay, this is how much money we've been doing here, so pay us this much money. So based on their ratings and how well they do that Sweeps Week, then they set their advertising revenue for the year.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
So it happens, like I said, it happens about 3 or 4 times a year. It will happen in between October to November. And right after that, you'll notice, right after that November time frame, it will pretty much, it stops. Like, the episodes stop until, you know, January, you know, or February, kind of, you know, mid-January.
Yeah, they take a break. It's like a winter break.
Yeah, they take a winter break. Yeah, exactly. And then there's and then it happens again in February. So right in the beginning of February. So this year it's slated for February 2nd to February 29th. Currently it's running from the 27th of October to the 23rd of November. So you're going to get some really good television for the next, you know, month or so.
Nice.
So that's why. And then it happens again at the end of the season, of the regular broadcast television season, which is late April to late May. So that's when the series seasons or series finales take place. So that's what,
yeah,
that's the ones that you're really going for. You're like, oh, these are really good. You know, cliffhangers, that's Sweeps Week.
Like, that's the week where it gets really good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're getting close to the end. They're making it good again.
Yeah, exactly. So right, awesome. Exactly. So we can revisit this next week when John comes back. But he kind of says that he kind of feels cheated because the writers are like, oh, you know, it's Sweeps time, so we got to put some really good shows on there instead of taking
making, you know, every single show great.
Right.
There are some shows that actually do that very well regardless. So
Right.
But then there are some that are like, okay, what was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is getting slow. What's happening? This is bizarre. Yeah. But basically that's what Sweeps is. So if you see some really good shows and you see some really good episodes of a show and you're like, wow, this is really good. And then you come back and you're like, man, this sucks. It's not as good. You know why?
Yeah.
It's Sweeps Week.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. So, Amy, I was curious. You have been watching some new shows, right?
I have been watching some new shows.
Have you picked, were there any that you were excited for that you have stopped watching?
There are a few that I started watching that I was like, I was excited for, and now they're starting to kind of get a little lame.
Right.
And I'm still watching them, but I'm like, I'm not as enthusiastic about watching them. The Secret Circle. I have to say, at first when I started, I liked the idea of it.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's turning into one of those teenage, you know, dramas.
Right.
I mean, they're not sleeping around and being, you know, ridiculous, but like the story plots are just not, they're okay. I was like, I look at it and think, you know what? Charmed did this so much better. and so I'm kind of like, they started doing something new last week. There's another episode on tonight, which I'll probably watch after we're done podcasting. It looks like they're kind of doing something different. And I'm going, okay, this is looking promising, but I want to see where they go with it because it's kind of gotten a little bit of a slump. One of the characters was killed and it just was like, okay, two of the characters, two of the other characters that survived are annoying as hell.
Right.
They were cute at first, but now it's starting to get taxing. I'm like, you know what? You got to either bump them off or they've got to have something happen that brings in fresh blood because this is not working. And so I'm going to give it a couple more weeks and see how it goes. But yeah, I'm starting to go crash with it.
Yeah, it's starting to get there.
I wasn't able to keep up with the X Factor either. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So I've completely dropped that. I like, you know, I can't do this anymore.
It doesn't seem like it's doing. I mean, you know, people are watching it, but it's not getting, you know, insane ratings or anything.
Yeah. Well, and the first season usually never does. I mean, I remember back when American Idol, the first season was like, it was okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
I really liked it. I watched it. It wasn't until I think the end of season three, I didn't even see season four. I was annoyed with it, so I stopped watching. And then I picked it back up, and I have not, like, voted in all that since. I was like, it's not worth it.
So you actually voted when you watched American Idol?
I did.
Wow.
My first season,
wow.
I was, like, on that phone going, I had it all planned out. The second they said you could start calling, I could call right then. And if I called right then, I would be able to get in.
Wow.
If not, then I wouldn't be able to get in for, like, the whole time. I was like, I'd sit there, redial. I wouldn't get in. I was like,
wow.
I really wanted to see certain people win. So I was like, you know.
That's funny. I have never talked to anyone that actually voted. So dialed in to vote. So that's one of the few.
That was the first season. The second season, I don't know if I did as much. I don't know. I was pregnant with my oldest then. It was 8 years ago. Wow.
Wow, it's been that long. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's been that long, and I thought it was a really great idea. I was all for it. So I was, like I said, I was voting back in the day.
Very nice.
First season, that was me. Yay!
All before text messaging.
Yes. Well, they had text messaging then, but we didn't. You know, I didn't want to pay for it, so I was doing it for free. Redial.
I think
redial.
You still have to pay for it. Yeah, unfortunately, so.
Yeah, I think you do. You're right. You do have to. But texting has gotten so much more popular now that they've got, like, texting packages now, so it doesn't cost as much. And, you know, back in the day, it was, like, 75 cents a text. And you're
Well, the thing is, like, it never really cost that much anyway. But we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, that's another podcast.
Yeah. Oddly enough, the only one that I don't know how I do this. I think it's because there are dearths in show days, like Tuesdays and Thursdays, or Tuesdays and Fridays are usually, you know, the weekends and kind of stuff like that are usually like dearth days. There's not a lot of stuff going on for me. So I actually am able to catch up on a lot of the shows.
Oh, good.
So I don't watch them when they're live, but I watch them after the fact. And the only one that I've dropped is New Girl. Don't like that show. It actually, like, the first one was good, and then the second one wasn't as good, and the third one definitely wasn't good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, then they did that break where they had a break for a couple of weeks, and I kind of got off the wagon with that one as well, because it was just, it's on a night that, well, it's not even in a bad spot. It's airing the same time as another show that I'd like to watch that I'm actually really into that I thought, I didn't know what to expect with that one. But, like, when they took the break, then I kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
I haven't got back on it since.
Yeah,
so
baseball really lets everybody forget.
Yeah.
Conveniently enough, baseball ended more or less right when Sweeps Week started. So Fox was pretty happy about that.
Come back and watch our shows. Exactly. We'll make it go.
Exactly.
We'll make it good. We promise.
Yeah. But a funny story is that Fox actually, you know, because of they delayed the baseball game. So it was supposed to end Thursday, but it actually ended Friday. And so the World Series ended on Friday last week. And then Fringe was supposed to air a new episode. But instead, they started intercutting these pieces of Fringe, which is really funny. It was like these teaser clips. And it said, soon you're going to find out exactly. And it's like Peter Bishop says, soon you'll know exactly what happened. And then they flash to like a black screen. And then it's like, baseball happened. So they did a really good job.
Wow. Like,
I mean, obviously, they've got more money off of baseball than they did, you know, Fringe, most likely. More people watched it, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to start that back up again.
Yeah, it's coming back tomorrow, so.
Good. I'll be happy to see it again.
It'll be very good.
Are there any other shows that you've seen that have surprised you?
Oddly enough, I actually started liking Person of Interest more and more.
Oh, good. Good.
The first episode was like, okay, well, all right, I'll give it a second try. And then actually, I'm actually looking forward to watching it. It's actually not that bad of a show.
I didn't know what to make of it at first either, and I thought, okay, I'll keep watching. I got my husband hooked on it now.
Nice.
I'm behind a little bit just because he's out of town this week, mm-hmm. and I want to watch it with him, and he wants to watch it with me, so I'm like, okay, we'll wait. All
right. Yeah, yeah.
We both like it. It's pretty good. It's like, oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprisingly a good show. I normally don't watch CBS shows other than like Big Bang Theory or something like that. But usually, mm-hmm. but it was a good show. I am surprised by it. Definitely.
Cool.
Hey, Amy, how well do you know The Punisher?
I know it well enough to know that having a TV show on TV is a bad idea.
Yeah, especially because if anybody has ever seen the Punisher film from the original Punisher, like the one that was in the early 2000s, the one with Tom Jane, not the Warzone one, but that, you know, the origin story for that one is pretty clear. You know, he got like, other than like, he wasn't at the beach or anything. He was in New York City and his family was murdered. And so he became a vigilante, like a full-time vigilante that went to go murder tons of people and, you know, bad stuff. You know, he's kind of actually one of the few Marvel characters who has no issue just brutally murdering people.
Being violent.
Yeah, like hardcore.
Very violent. It's very, I'm going to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Punisher, man. Yeah. It's all in the name, Punisher.
So Fox has greenlit a Punisher pilot, which doesn't make any sense in what they're trying to do, because their explanation for the show is Frank Castle, a rising star detective with the New York Police Department, who moonlights as the vigilante Punisher, seeking justice for those the system has failed. He definitely wasn't a cop. Maybe it'd be nice if, like...
He was in the 2099.
Was he? Was he in 2099?
Yeah, in 2099. Okay. Of course, it was not Frank Castle. It was Jake Gallows.
Okay.
But yeah, he's one of the public eye police officers. But that's the only incarnation that I know of that he's been a police officer. So
what was his... So he was pretty much like... So the 2099 version is kind of like Daredevil, but he kills
people. Not as much. He is actually, you know, he is a Punisher. He's dishing out punishment for those that are getting away with the things in the system. Either the system is not working to keep them in jail, or they are taking advantage of the system because they're well-to-do and have money. So he comes in, but it's pretty brutal.
Interesting.
You think
so,
that
I guess
that was your only exposure to Punisher, you'd be going, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
TV show? Violence? I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, they can get away with a lot of stuff nowadays. But I'm not... Punisher did some crazy, crazy stuff. But I guess that's where they got the idea from. So they just took Frank Castle because he's more iconic in terms of being the Punisher. So... That makes sense. Okay, I didn't know about the 2099 version of Punisher, so that makes a little more sense, I guess, but not exactly one you would identify with. But
yeah, no, it's such a small little niche that I think that, Frank Castle is the one that I knew about, and I only knew about him just because of what I saw with the movies. Other than that, then, you know, the incarnation in Marvel 2099, so... Yeah, I still really. Yeah, it's not a good this, I'll watch the pilot. I'll check it out. But honestly, this has it's not going to stay on the TV very long. All over it.
Yeah, it's a yeah. That's we'll see how it goes. They might even pick it up. You know, ordering a pilot doesn't exactly 100% guarantee they'll get picked up. So
that's true. That's very true.
Talking about pickup for the series, Unforgettable, two CBS series, Unforgettable and Person of Interest, got full season orders.
So I'm glad to hear that.
22. X Factor actually got picked up for the second season, so you know it did well enough that it got picked up. And this show actually, it's a Showtime series called Homeland, got picked up for a second season as well. I don't know if you've heard about this show before, Homeland?
I haven't.
It's the same people more or less that created 24.
Oh,
but
nice.
Instead of the insane, like sensational, that is Jack Bauer, like him just being able to, you know, run from an exploding oil rig and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or a jackpack that holds like rocket launchers and stuff. This is actually pretty reality based. It's as reality based as it can be, I guess. It actually follows a CIA operative who is bipolar, which I think they still could have, you know, kept away from. But she's mentally unstable, and she, prior to getting kicked back to Langley, was told by an Al Qaeda operative or something equivalent to that that an American who is in prison has been turned.
Oh,
and surprisingly enough, like 5 or 6 months later, an American POW who has been missing for 8 years and presumed dead was rescued from a prison.
Wow!
He comes home, and he was like, and she immediately assumes it's him because you know the POW that's been turned, it's him. And the lead actress is Claire Danes. I don't know if you know who that.
Yeah, I know who Claire Danes
and
is.
Then,
yeah.
And then the man who's a Sergeant Brody is played by Damian Lewis.
Nice.
If anybody knows, he's on the American side. He played the title character on the TV show Life, which only lasted two seasons, but it was a good show. And so he's he comes back, and it's really kind of it's very very character driven. There's been like two gunshots through the entire. It's been through five episodes. There's been two gunshots, no chase scenes, like him, you know, Sergeant Brody punching some dude in the neck because he was a journalist and he was getting in the way. But other than that, it's been very story driven, very character driven, and it's very appealing.
Oh, good.
So the fact that it got picked up for another 13 episodes is great. It's a really good show. If you haven't seen it, I would somehow find it, or maybe it'll come online some other time, you know, when the season's over. But it is a really good show. It has some cursing, so maybe if you want to watch it, Amy, you may not want to watch it with your kids.
Yeah, probably wouldn't. Well, just that in itself, it's an evening show. I'll probably.
Yes, it is. It's a 10, like, it's on Showtime, so Showtime is a, I think it's like a HBO type channel, so it's
for adults.
Yes, definitely for adults. There's like some nudity in it and stuff like that, but it's very rare. It's very rare for that kind of stuff. But it is the story is really really good. So you're pretty much I keep looking through it, and I kind of feel like it gets to the point where the head CIA, she just, you know, she sits there and she. You kind of see it through her eyes, sort of, because at one point she breaks the law and goes into his house, and sets up all these cameras everywhere, including the bathroom and the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
And she's just watching him the whole time. And she's just watching him over and over again. And then eventually her boss gets her a warrant so she can do it for a month and watch him for a month. But once that's
even though
over,
he'd already done that.
Right, exactly. So once that's no, this is retrofitted. He kind of like, oh, this is just a cover, like your ass and my ass, so we don't both get fired.
Yeah.
But then she was forced to remove the cameras, and she gets kind of this like, she starts developing this like thing where it's kind of like bordering obsession, but at the same time, she still thinks she's guilty. But at the same time, she kind of like trying to, you know, get closer to him so she can look at see him more. And it's kind of like getting crazy. It's kind of getting weird. It's getting like it's definitely like, where does this go? You still don't know if the you know, 5 episodes in, you still don't know if Brody is actually the terrorist, or he's just back and he's having a hard time adjusting to normal family life. You know, 8 years is a long time for a lot of things. So he's trying to readjust. And his wife was having an affair with his best friend when they thought he was dead. So it was like
drama. You know,
yeah, exactly. So crazy stuff goes on. It is definitely very tense. It's very character driven. So, to those who are listening, to Amy as well, if you're interested, definitely give it a shot. Not for your kids. Definitely not for your kids. But it is a show after you've put your kids to bed.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out then. And just based on what you said, it's like, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is definitely interesting.
I'll have to check it out.
let's see here. Okay. We can talk about it. So let's go to the movies. I don't know if you would ever take your kids to this, Amy, but Puss in Boots was number one this past weekend.
I probably would wait until I see that first.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Shrek ones, and I think innuendo is kind of like the thing that they like to do.
Yes,
and definitely. Come on, we're talking about a suave cat. Come on, there's going to be innuendo with that.
Yeah, definitely. this one actually got some really good reviews. It's a prequel, so before he got fat in like Shrek 4 or whatever it was. I thought Shrek was like an okay movie, and I didn't watch the other ones until the fourth one again. So
I thought the first one was really ingenious, but it just kind of got a little, like I said, the innuendo got a little bit too much, and I haven't even seen the fourth movie now.
I don't know. It's just like if you get a chance to catch it on cable or something, then yeah, but I wouldn't say that it's a must-see or anything.
No, no.
But Paranormal Activity was second, and it was like almost half.
It's like wow.
34 million to 18 million in Time, which is that new Justin Timberlake movie, which actually, you know, sounded kind of interesting. I don't know if you knew about this movie or not.
It looks interesting, and the only reason why I'm interested is because it's kind of a sci-fi, and I'm all for sci-fi stuff. I've thought about going to see it, but I'm not like that motivated to see it. Mm-hmm. It does look like it's, you know, it's going to be an intense action type, you know, sci-fi movie. So
it's kind of like it's got all the elements of like a cyberpunk film, but it's set in like recent times. So it's definitely not shot in a cyberpunk way, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's different. So it's definitely interesting. And Justin Timberlake's not that bad of an actor either. So,
oh no, he's not. So,
Footloose is fifth, Footloose is fourth, and The Rum Diary, which is the Johnny Depp movie, only made $5 million.
Wow.
In 2,200 screens, it only made $5 million. That movie is not doing well.
Where's the rum?
Yeah, exactly, right? He's like, what's going on here?
Actually, I was driving home from dropping one of my kids off at school the other day, and somebody went and saw that and was talking about it on the radio. It said it was actually pretty good. So I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll give it a shot once it comes out on video.
Right, yeah. It's nowadays it's like, wow, you got to go out. You may as well just wait until it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I've got two kids, and we're really busy. I'm busy with stuff, and my husband's busy with stuff. And it's too much.
Yeah, exactly.
It costs to get a babysitter, and we're like, let's just rent something.
Exactly. Actually, we were talking about this last week, how the movies have been kind of like quiet, very quiet. It turns out, according to BoxOfficeMojo.com, October was a huge disappointment. September made a lot of money. According from September to October, the period for those 2 months, it dropped 12%.
Ouch.
It's huge. And worst October since 2006. The top grossing film was Paranormal Activity 3 with only $83.5 million.
Wow.
But it only took 11 days to get there. And it, you know, it did. It still got time to make it. The other films are, you know, pretty sad as well. Like Real Steel only made $74.3 million. Dolphin Tale 40 and a half, Footloose, which got really good reviews, but not a lot of people were watching it. Got 38.9, and Puss in Boots only took 4 days to make 36.2 million. So it'll probably do okay. Even though DreamWorks Animation has done a lot better in recent times, but you know, Puss in Boots in a sad October, it's not too bad. But this month should be great. Because like we were talking about last week, unfortunately, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 is coming out. Do you watch any of these, Amy? Do you like watch the
Sparkling Vampires? I've read all the books. Okay. I don't know about this last one because I've been hearing some stuff about certain parts of it. Because like she gets married in this one and gets her mojo on. I really don't want to see that.
No vampires.
The book was very tasteful about it. They didn't really go into a lot of detail. They kind of focused on what was important, and you know, I know how Hollywood is when they get a hold of stuff like this, and it's a part one and a part two, so it's like
they're really cashing in on that Harry Potter thing, huh?
Yeah, they're trying really hard. So I'm like, I'm kind of divided on whether or not I will actually go see this, which is kind of funny because every single, all of the other movies that have come out, I've gotten like an email from a bunch of lady girlfriends that I know, and we've all gone and seen the movies in the theater.
So you have
like the last one that we did, they had like they showed the two other movies first before they showed the third one.
Oh boy!
And I did that.
Oh my! You went. You did the marathon.
6 o'clock in the 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It went all the way to midnight or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. No. Yeah, that was really insane. And it is. It's crazy because you pretty much get a whole theater full of women.
Yeah.
That are. Like, not even, they're not little girls. These are women like me, household moms that have teenage daughters that are both going to see this and taking their daughters with them, which I think is insane. But like, hey, but quite literally, you have a theater full of women watching this. That's, it's kind of creepy. But at the same time, I'm one of them.
I mean, if you ever go to like a Comic-Con or anything like that and, all the Twilight. The one year I went, it was like the first movie, I think, the first Twilight movie.
Uh-huh.
And there was just like, it was kind of annoying because the big hall, I think that's Hall H, houses the big movies. Like that year, Iron Man was coming out and they had the panel for that. But Twilight, you know, Twilight was the big movie. So all these tweens and stuff just camped out in the freaking hall. So at max capacity. So only like, you know, an eighth of the people who actually wanted to go see Iron Man could see it because stupid Twilight, you know, was clogging up the whole damn theater. And they didn't never made you vacate the hall. So you could just sit there the whole day and you could never leave and you didn't have to. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Insane. Yeah. Well, and you know, everybody wears their Twilight paraphernalia. So it's like Team Edward, Team Jacob.
Fantastic.
Oh, brother.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, regardless,
I'm not that crazy. I don't have any shirts. I mean, hey,
regardless, I mean, this movie is going to make a crap ton of money. We already knew that. I mean, it just keeps climbing and climbing. So it's going to make
a lot of
money. And
they keep on getting better. Granted, they do.
Really? Okay.
The acting has gotten better. the story has gotten better. The books were much better than the movies by far. But like the first one was like, when I go back and see it, it's like, it's pitiful. It was terrible, actually. I can't believe it actually made money.
I'm so glad I actually have chosen never to watch these movies.
You're very wise to do this. My husband avoided it for a while, and then he suddenly came home one day, like I think about 2 or 3 months ago, and said, "All right, I need to sit down and watch these Twilight movies." And I said, "Why?"
Yeah, why?
And he's like, "Well, because the guys at the office are talking about them."
No
and,
way!
I hadn't seen it, and they challenged me to watch them.
Oh.
So we sat down and watched it. And I said, "Are you sure about this?" It's like, "You really want to watch this?" He's like, "Yes." I was like, "Okay."
And what did he think? Did he get roped into it or what? Like,
he watched them and he says, "Okay, now I don't have to ever watch those ever again." I was like, oh, bless your heart, sweetheart.
He actually watched all three?
He did. He watched all three of them.
Wow.
Like, not in a row. It was like, we watched one night, one the next night, and one the next night after that.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. It's like, so what'd you think? It's like,
it's kind of impressive.
It's way too much drama.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see it, and it's just like way too much. I can't even take it. I can't even take the previews, that let alone any of the movies. So, but that is coming out, and Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, which you talked about last week, is also coming out in November. December.
Can't wait to see that. It's actually looking pretty good.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. I don't know if you'd ever take your kids to that. That seems like
haven't even seen the other ones, so I'm like, we might.
Yeah, maybe. And then this one's I'm actually interested in. I'm actually interested in seeing the American version, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Hmm.
I'm actually almost finished the third book in the trilogy, and I watched the first film, which was a Swedish film, and that followed the book pretty closely. I don't know if you've read any of these books by any chance.
I haven't.
The first book is good. The second one is like not as good, and it's longer. It's a little bit more stretched. And I feel like the third one, things have ended, and I'm just kind of like, I'm almost there. I'm reading it on the Kindle. It's like 93%, and I'm like, I'm almost there. But at the same time, this thing is still dragging. You could have just wrapped it up probably. But they didn't have, but you know, they definitely tied up everything. They're trying to tie up all the loose ends that came out from all three books. So,
that's good. That's good. Yeah.
But, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo has, Rooney Mara, as well as, Daniel Craig, directed by, I think, David Fincher, I believe.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them. I've seen like some of the ones where they have in the theater or in the, you know, when I go to Blockbuster and look for movies. I haven't picked up any of those ones yet, though. So,
yeah,
are the movies as good as the book, or
they leave out a lot of stuff? And I think I actually never saw the second or third movie because I actually didn't think the first one was that good. The first adaptation, it was like definitely like the movie. It was definitely like the books, but. Like you said, like kind of like Twilight, the books are better than the movie. Like,
yeah,
there's certain things that I expected. I was like, oh, okay, this is exactly what I thought it would be like. But I kind of didn't actually agree with the male character, like how they casted him. You know, he's not the person that I expected him to be.
Yeah.
Neither is Daniel Craig, though. Daniel Craig's like a younger version of what you would expect him to be. He's supposed to be like a middle-aged guy, like in his 40s, and like a little out of shape kind of thing. But he's, you know, still a thing for the ladies. But anyway, speaking of Daniel Craig, a new James Bond movie is coming out.
Nice. I will be happy to go see that too.
Yeah. Did you like the new, did you like the Daniel Craig era movies?
I did. I've seen a lot of James Bond movies actually, because my dad was a big James Bond fan. And so I grew up on James Bond, and I pretty much I like him as James Bond. I think he's a good, he's got the edgier kind of, he doesn't have that suave, you know. He's just got these edges. It's just like, I like that. You know,
he's definitely more gritty. Good. Yeah.
Very edgy, gritty. You know, when he looks at you, you cringe. You're like, oh gosh, I'm going to die.
In the new series and like the Daniel Craig era, you know, he's more of like an action star. So they've kind of like cast it more because like the Bourne trilogy was so successful in terms of being gritty, but at the same time, they just kind of wanted to is a little bit more realistic, so they kind of wanted to get that same idea and with a bit more gadgets and with a bit more of a James Bond flair.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely like the Pierce Brosnan was a little bit polarizing.
He was a womanizer. He had that woman thing down well. So I was like, Daniel Craig is a little bit different because you don't see him as being as that, like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But yet I think girls would be attracted to him just because he's a powerful guy. And so you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. The charisma attracts the women instead of him having to attract the women to him. So it's like,
It's titled Skyfall, and it's
interesting.
Late 2012. Let's see. Sam Mendes, who directed American Beauty, is directing the film. Ralph Fiennes, Albert Finney are going to be in it. And for the Bond girls, it's a French actress, Berenice Marlowe. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm sorry if I butchered your name. And Naomi Harris will also be in the film. You can like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. And at the same time, you can follow us on Twitter at Screenview Show. So go.
We're moving up in the world.
Yeah, I know, right? We are moving up in the world. So follow us on Screenview Show, and we will be, you know, we'll tweet through the whole week about some cool stuff.
Cool.
Okay, well, let's move on to our next segment. Amy, we were talking about this pre-show. You saw Source Code recently.
I did.
Yeah, this is our new little segment that, like, it doesn't have to be new. It doesn't have to be, breaking ground or anything like that. But stuff that we've caught up with, stuff that we've seen recently, and we would just like to share our thoughts about it. So, Amy, why don't you talk about Source Code?
Okay. Well, first of all, when I saw this on the previews that they had on TV, watching TV and, they had the preview on and they were giving away like a few things about it. And so I thought, based on what I saw, I thought, that's lame. I'm not going to watch that. So I was like, I was completely turned off to that, even going to see it in the theater. And then I went into my local Blockbuster just a couple weeks ago and said, oh, okay, Source Code. I've been seeing it in there for a while. I feel like watching something I rant at. Okay, I'll pick it up and I'll go watch it. So I came home, I picked it up. I didn't even pop it in my player right away. I waited to the next day because I thought, okay, this is going to be one of those that's going to be really bad. I'll watch it by myself and I'll take it back. I won't even tell my husband about it because, he usually doesn't watch stuff unless it's really good.
Right.
If I see it and I say it's really, really good, they have like, okay, I'll watch it. So I popped it in and I had a really good viewing of this movie and I thought, wow, why did I not like that to begin with?
Yeah,
it was really good. I thought that it was going to have because the whole premise was this guy goes somehow is put on this train and he has to find out what's wrong with the train and why it blows up and possibly stop it. And like the premise that we saw on the previews was that it's like he's going back in time and having to do it over and over again to try to figure out what happened and stop it. But then they said that he can't stop it. And it was weird. It was like, okay, I didn't get what was going on. But
yeah, he pretty much he kept trying to change it, but they're like, you can't change it. Just find out who killed them and we're done. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
But then he kept trying to change it. And it's like, stop trying to change it.
Yeah, he kept trying to stop it and trying to, because there's a girl that's in there that he really likes. He's jumping into this guy that's sitting across from her, and he's learning stuff about her and stuff as he's going, and he wants to save her life. And then in the meantime, he keeps on either, every single time he does it, either he gets away and the train blows up, somebody dies. It's just like he's trying to make it so that it doesn't happen. It's like, oh man, dude, you're beating your head against a brick wall. But there's other things that are going on because like when he jumps back to the future, something's just not right. It's like he's talking to these people that are on the other side of the video screen and he's trying to figure out. So they put enough questions in there that you're like, okay, what happens when he goes back? Is it okay for him to be jumping back and forth as much like this?
Yeah,
what's going to happen? And is he really jumping into the past? Or is it just a whole simulation? Because for a while there, I thought, well, how is it that they're able to simulate this so perfectly? Because it's like he's jumping back and these people and all these elements are existing and reacting as if it's happening at that time. But he's redoing it over and over and over again. Well, you figure out by the end what's going on. And then they keep twisting it and then twisting it again. And it's like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then just at the very end when you think everything's over with, you find that there's another twist on top of that. It was
the ultimate twist. Yeah, there's definitely a couple twists in there that you definitely, when I saw it, I was like, oh.
It was good. was good. I thought, okay, just when you thought, okay, all right, I get it. And then they throw something else in and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's definitely more than I expected it to be. I expected it to be like, you know, a normal sci-fi, which is like, oh, okay, eventually he's going to uncover somebody's behind it, yada, yada. But it definitely, yeah, it was definitely better than I expected it to be.
They did a good job with it. So I don't know how much spoilers you want to talk about.
I don't think we should.
Okay,
we could give it
definitely go
spoiler
pick it
free.
Up.
Yeah, I think it was
anybody that's out there that if you're on the fence about Source Code, it's good. They did a really good job. It's very airtight. It has a very satisfying connected. It was just really good. They did a good job with it. So
a really funny story actually was I was eating lunch one time and a couple that was sitting near me was actually. Had just finished watching it like the day previous and they were talking about it.
Oh, good.
And I was like, no, I hadn't seen it yet. So it was just when the movie came out in theaters. Like, no, I don't want to hear what you're saying right now. And I couldn't help it because, you know, I was just looking at my phone. I couldn't help it. I was like, oh, I can't do it. I was really close to just leaning over it. Like, please, can you stop talking about this movie? I don't mean to eavesdrop. I can't help it. Just stop talking about the movie. Wait till you get in the car. Just stop it. Luckily, they didn't spoil anything for me. So, you know.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, and I haven't spoiled it. My husband still hasn't seen it yet. I keep on telling him, we got to see it. We got to see it. It's really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. So he's away for the week, but he'll be back tomorrow. And I'm going to pin him to the couch and say, we're watching this movie tonight because it's really good. So yeah, I'm getting ready to sit down and watch that one again. Yay!
Okay, so you have a very glowing review for Source Code.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very horrible review. I hated this movie. Actually, I didn't hate it. I severely disliked it. It's called The Last Airbender.
Oh, I know this one that you're talking about. I know where you're gonna go with this one. I could add to it.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. So you didn't like it either.
It was a good concept.
Yeah, the concept
but
was
poorly executed.
Very poorly executed. And the thing was...
It was too slow.
I was trying to say, I mean, they originally, you know, like M. Night Shyamalan, who directed this movie, originally had it planned, depending on how well the first one did, they were going to make it into a trilogy. Because in the beginning of the film, it says part one.
Yeah.
And I think the way the plan was, it's based on the show called Avatar. Which they didn't name it Avatar because there was another movie called Avatar that came out the same, the James Cameron movie, you know, that thing, which is also, but we're not going to get into that. But the last, the Avatar originally aired on Nickelodeon. It was three seasons long and it had an overarching theme, which I've never seen. I actually researched it later. Season one had one theme, season two had another theme, season three had another theme. So the plan was to make a movie out of each season. Is what I understand,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't. The movie did not do well enough. It got a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ouch!
Which is like, ouch! It's horrendous. And it was not only a poorly written film; it was also a poorly acted film, and the action was poorly made. Like, it was just not interesting.
Yeah.
Like you thought when the last airbender, the Avatar kid, he like jumps over someone and freezes them the way up, you'd be like, oh, that looks so awesome. But it wasn't as cool as you thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like, as a movie, in the Transformers community, we like pan a lot about like the Michael Bay films. Like, sure, the plot is extremely nonsensical at points, right? But at the same time, the action goes, whoa. That was cool. Like, you can hate the whole movie, but
be okay with the action because it was good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People hated Revenge of the Fallen, but they're like, I would watch that forest scene over and over and over again because it was that
good. Yeah, because it was that good. It was done well.
And
this
movie just couldn't – its last saving grace, the action portion of the film, couldn't even save it.
Oh.
They cast like you know, the sister was okay. The brother was horrendous. They kind of tried to like incorporate this little like love line in there with him and the water princess.
Yeah.
And they had no chemistry. She was a poor actress. She sacrifices herself 5 minutes later, and it's like, why do I care about you in the beginning? Like, I'm not even sad for you because I didn't care about you.
Yeah.
It felt like he just kind of like, I don't know. It was just a failure on all fronts.
Yeah.
You could see the potential, but at the same time, it just wasn't there. And at the end of the movie, you were just like, well, this kind of sucks because, like, the Avatar was a reluctant Avatar because he escaped, you know, from his monastery. He was frozen for 100 years, and then he comes back to find out pretty much the fire clan has destroyed.
Taken over. Yeah.
He's pretty much taken over the whole world. And at the end of this film, he has to be their Avatar, which he reluctantly becomes. And it's like, okay, well, that's great. But even when that happened, I was like, okay, well, I actually don't care. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it actually has a lot to do with the fact that it just seems like they didn't act enough to the point where it wasn't executed well enough to the point where I actually started caring about any of these characters whatsoever.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard the actual show that was on HBO is actually very good.
Yeah, it was
I haven't
on Nickelodeon,
seen it.
Actually,
wherever it was, I apologize that I, but and I've intended to actually sit down and find it and, like, you know, watch it. And Blockbuster's had it, and I've skipped it a couple times. And that's what I should probably sit down and watch because I can watch it with my kids because, you know, it was animated and. It looks like it might be all right. I don't know. I'll have to watch it a little bit first.
It was on Nickelodeon. I think it was okay. I think it's like, I don't think it's any worse than like a Transformers show, probably.
Oh, okay.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you know, there's not a lot of like people's arms getting ripped off kind of stuff. There's
yeah.
None of that going on.
But this is the problem that I see just right off from the get-go is that, okay, you have a whole season that you're trying to tell in 2 hours.
Right.
And if you're not doing the whole season, if you're doing more than a whole season, it's like you're compacting and compressing everything in to 2 hours, and you expect it to be great?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like you have the whole reason why the show was great, from what I was told, was because you got to know the characters as they go. You're going on a journey with them. And so the fact that they're trying to do this in a movie in 2 hours, of course, you know, the actors are still coming into the character. They're still trying to figure that, you know, out. It would be different if they're going through a season because they're constantly being in the mindset of this character and they're growing with the character. Mm-hmm. And it just, the whole concept, the idea was it was very ambitious. And I'm sad that, because I've liked almost all of the things that M. Night Shyamalan has done. But this one I could not like either because of the same reason. It's just, he tried to do too much, and the idea behind it was a great idea, but it needs to have that room to breathe. Part of what that I didn't like about it is the fact that you get this, like you said, the reluctant Avatar. It's like, he's reluctant because he's still coming to terms with what has happened.
Yeah.
And you can't do that in two, you know, you can't do that in 2 hours. It's just, it doesn't happen that way. That's why some books that go on a long journey, the books are better than the movie. Aragon was a perfect example of that. The book went on a journey. You saw the character progressing as the weeks went by and as he was moving forward. The movie was terrible because it completely blew all of that out. So I was like, you know, it doesn't surprise me that it didn't do well. And I'm surprised that M. Night Shyamalan, you know, didn't see that one coming.
I feel like, you know, he's gotten to the point where he's kind of like, still riding those, you know, the Sixth Sense, the Signs kind of like wave, or what was that other one? The Village or
The Village. Yeah.
The Village, like that kind of wave. So he's still kind of like doing all this stuff. And then he comes up with, like, recently he's hasn't exactly come up with a lot of great films. And I feel like he's gotten to the, he's just gotten to the point where he's just like still thinks it's a great thing, and you know, he's like, oh, this is gonna be great, this is gonna do really, really well, this concept is a great idea. And it's kind of like sad that it actually turned out this badly. I kind of, you know, I saw a lot of the reviews and I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. You know, the action at least has to be good.
It was
slow. It wasn't very good. It was not appealing because it's like, okay, these guys are doing moves and fires coming out somewhere. That's not what I expected it to be. And even when the guy was, it was kind of nonsensical. It's just, it was just really, you know, some of the action was really nonsensical. It didn't really make any sense. There was no reason for it. I think the thing I keep going back to is just didn't look that good. It's like the choreography wasn't that good. I'm not too sure what it was. It was just like, I guess it was like a combination of everything. It just wasn't that.
The little stuff. It's all the little stuff adding up to a completely bad experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is our, the new segment. Maybe we'll keep trying this once every other week to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good idea because, like, you know, there are other things that I've been watching. You know, I'm a little behind on some of the TV shows because I've been watching something else. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, you can get that way we can get a chance to kind of highlight, hey, I've been watching this and it's actually pretty good. Or I've been watching this and it's terrible. Please don't go back to it again.
Yeah, stop watching it. Yeah, exactly.
Stop watching it. Yeah. I would not recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have those moments. This is good. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I think that does it for this week.
Yep.
As always, we want to know you listeners what you think as well. So be sure to follow us on at Screenview Show on Twitter. You know, fan the TF Radio Network page on Facebook. Add some comments when the show gets posted. Let us know what you think. And you could email me if you want to let us know. Maybe we could start doing like a listener read-in show or something like that. That is bwbm@tfradio.net. And I don't know, Amy, if you want to give out yours, you know, people might spam you.
But you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, you on Twitter at the Lady Rec, right?
It's Lady of Rec, actually.
Lady of Rec, okay.
Yeah, Lady of Rec, Twitter.com. So,
okay.
Yep,
well,
that's me.
Well, thank you very much, Amy, and we will see you next week.
Sounds like a plan.
You've been listening to Screen View. Screen View is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.